KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN Sports. This update brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together. And for them, it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
At the Tournament of Champions yesterday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, let's recap our results from the championship and senior division. And taking a look at the championship division leaderboard, Jason Reynolds, the defending champion from Griswold, currently has a one-stroke lead. He shot a 65 4-under yesterday. In second place, just one shot back, is Jared Cochran of Terrace Hills in Des Moines. He shot a 3-under 66 yesterday. In third place, it's Ross Martins of the Shelby County Country Club. That's in Portsmouth. He shot a 2-under and is two shots back. In fourth place, Aaron Aronson of the Manning and Manila Golf and Country Club shot a 1-under. He's three shots back. And then there's also three golfers who are tied at an even par. There are four shots back, I should say, of Jason Reynolds. In the senior division, Rick Carter is the leader. He's from the Crestmore Golf and Country Club in Creston. He shot a round of 2-under 67, and he actually has a four-shot lead. Kim Peters is in second place. He's from the Crestwood Hills golf course in Adair. He shot a 2-over 71 yesterday. Also tied for second place, Terry Hanna of Jester Park Golf and Country Club. He also shot a 71 2-over. In fourth place, two golfers are tied. It's Arnie Leistad of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. He shot a 4-over 73. Also shooting a 4-over 73 was Dell Miller from the West Liberty Golf and Country Club in West Branch. Keep in mind, we have lots more coverage on the way from the Tournament of Champions at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Our first scheduled update will be shortly after 8:30 this morning here on KJAN. The major known as Golf's Glory's Last Shot turned into the one last chance for Tiger Woods. On the toughest scoring day in the PGA Championship since it switched to stroke play in 1958, Woods made putts from one end to the other end Friday for a 1-under 71 that gave him a share of the lead, with Vijay Singh and Carl Peterson going into the weekend. Woods was tied for the lead at the halfway point of the U.S. Open 2 months ago until he stumbled on the weekend at the Olympic Club and tied for 21st. Each major, he looks closer to ending his longest drought in majors. In relentless gusts of up to 30 miles per hour in the wind, Singh had a remarkable 69, the low round of the day of survival. Peterson shot a 74 overall at the PGA Championship. NFL news, Jamal Charles took a solid hit to the left knee on his very first carry, then bounced right back up and helped the Kansas City Chiefs score touchdowns on their first two possessions en route to a 27-17 preseason victory over the Arizona Cardinals on Friday night at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Charles, the NFL's second leading rusher in 2010, had 12 yards on three carries and caught one pass for 11 yards in his first action since ACL surgery on the left knee last September. Two other key starters who also sat out last season with ACL surgery, safety Eric Berry and tight end Tony Moyaki, also played with no apparent problems, a huge relief for fans and coaches of the Kansas City Chiefs. For the second straight game, the defense for Arizona yielded a touchdown on the opening drive, with Matt Cassel hitting Peyton Hillis on a 12-yard scoring strike to open the game for the Chiefs. In their second possession, the Chiefs romped 72 yards in just four plays, capped by Sean Drogue's 4-yard run. In college football news, a Drake quarterback, Mike Piowski, enters his final season for the Drake Bulldogs, coming off a year where he was the Pioneer Football League Offensive Player of the Year. But the Illinois native would rather talk about the team and its goals to repeat as Pioneer Football League champions. He says they want to win the title outright and knows what it will take to do that coming up this year.
Just stay hungry, treat every game like it's a championship, and
We know we could have done better last year, and we're striving just to get better this year.
Piekowski needs 942 passing yards to become the top passer in Drake school history. He's thrown for nearly 7,000 yards so far in his Drake career. He threw for 2,934 yards in 2011, second most in Drake school history, and leading them to a 9-2 record. Piekowski says it's gotten easier to play the position as he's gained experience.
Just being in meetings, watching film, stuff like that, it's definitely slowed down since my first year, and just seeing the field a lot better than usual.
As for personal records, Piekowski doesn't mention them when asked about his goals for the upcoming season.
I just want to win championship outright, and that's about it. Just win.
Piekowski says being a senior on the Drake football team doesn't add any more pressure to perform.
I try not to think about it too much, but it's definitely there. Just knowing it's your last year, you definitely want to end on top.
The Drake Bulldogs open their season August 30th against Grandview College. Baseball news, Roy Halladay pitched 8 innings and Chase Utley hit a tie-breaking 2-run home run in the 8th inning to lift the Philadelphia Phillies to a 3-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday night. It was the second straight outstanding outing for Roy Halladay, who missed 42 games while on the disabled list with a strained lateral. The right-hander matched a season low by allowing just 2 hits while striking out 8 and walking none. He did not allow a hit after John Jay's 2-out single in the 3rd inning for the Cardinals, retiring 16 of his final 17 St. Louis batters that he faced. The only hitter to reach was Yadier Molina, who got the first base after being hit on the left elbow, leading off the 5th inning for the Cardinals. Also in Major League Baseball last night, Cincinnati beat Chicago by a score of 10-8. It was San Diego over Pittsburgh 9-8. Atlanta beat the New York Mets 4-0. The L.A. Dodgers were over Miami 5-2. Houston beat Milwaukee 4-3. Washington over Arizona 9-1. And Colorado beat San Francisco 3-0. In the American League, it was the Angels over Seattle 6-5. Tampa Bay beat Minnesota 12-6. The White Sox beat Oakland 4-3. Detroit beat Texas 6-2. The Yankees beat Toronto 10-4. Baltimore beat Kansas City 7-1. And Boston edged Cleveland by a score of 3-2. And in Olympic news, the U.S. collection of NBA All-Stars is just one win away from wrapping up another Olympic gold medal. Kevin Durant scored 19 points, Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James added 18 apiece as the Americans pulled away from Argentina 109-83 in the Olympic basketball semifinals. They'll take on Spain tomorrow for the gold. The U.S. women's 4x100 relay team blazed to a gold medal with a world record performance, as the team had a time of 40.82 seconds to become the first women's track team to beat the 41-second barrier in a race. The American men's 4x400 relay team had to settle for silver. Raymond Miller of the Bahamas chased down Angelo Taylor on the last leg to win his country's first gold medal in a relay won by America at every Olympics since 1984. And the U.S. continues to lead the medal standings with a 94 total to 81 for second-place China. The U.S. has 41 gold medals overall, 4 more than the Chinese, who have 37. That's a check of our sports news on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN Sports.